I believe that's already the case. There's a representative from North Pole by the name of Tammy Wilson who, not always ideologically in sync with, not uncommon that our votes cancel each other out on the floor, but we work together on a lot of issues when we are in alignment. And I remember, I think it was 3 years ago, there was a big education bill coming through the House floor, and I offered an amendment actually on the subject, and she called an Addies and came over, and we reworked the amendment to mutual agreement, sort of met in the middle. And the implication of that amendment was that Alaska doesn't have Common Core standards, but a slight deviation from Common Core standards that the State Board of Education has adopted. Again, it's been a few years here, so I may not have absolute clarity of detail, but I do recall that conversation and that amendment with Representative Wilson. And I think the standards we've got seem to be working pretty well, and I certainly trust the Board of Education, which has the domain expertise. They are the education experts to rework them and adjust standards as necessary. But I take deference and direction from the Board of Education, and when it does hit the legislature, from what I've heard, what we've got right now seems to be working okay.
And Ms. Finkenbinder?
I know that there are some who are disturbed by Common Core standards, and I agree with Mr. Christ Tompkins that what we have here is sort of a revised version or a similar version to Common Core. I would have to do more research into what was your question exactly?
Would you support regulation change in order to repeal and replace the National Common Core Standard with a developmentally appropriate quality state standard?
I would like to see some adjustment that gives a little more leeway to local school boards to work on standards here.
And Senator Stedman?
Well, we don't have Common Core in the state. We have kind of a derivative of it. We look over our shoulder at what the federal government does. I particularly don't like the federal government dictating too much to us, so I'm not really interested in getting involved in the national Common Core discussion. But I'd like to make a couple of comments on our education system, because I wouldn't want the young students here today, young Alaskans, I should say, the students in front of us today coming out of the school system to think that they're in some second-tier school system, because that is not at all accurate. We have some of the best schools in the state in Southeast, in particular, Sitka, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell. The kids score very, very high, and I'll take our kids up against any kids in the country. I think our teachers do a good job. They work really hard. You can't expect a school system to completely counteract some of the issues that are going on at home, that some of the students have to deal with. So I think we have a good school system. I think when we go forward in this next couple of years and our budget reductions, one of the fundamental responsibilities we have as elected officials is the education of our children. And we need to be very careful with K-12 education. If we mess up from a policy standpoint, you know, a section of 4 or 5 years of Alaska students, we can't back up and fix them. They're going to move through the school system. So I just want to put that little comment on the table, because as these education questions come up, I don't want people to get the wrong impression that we have, you know, some second-tier system, because that's not at all what's going on.